All right, welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. Jeremy Moss here, hanging out for the daily hike version of the news and notes that happened over the past, 24 hours, because we're starting to make sure these things are daily. Check us out iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, tune in as well. Leave a comment, leave a review, let us know what you think. Prefer that five-star type of rating. Our website is mwcconnection.com, so check us out there when you get a chance. We'd really appreciate it. And the news and notes, got a lot of stuff that happened the past day or two. I guess the big news we'll start with, we'll go with some good news and then some not so good news. Former San Jose State offensive lineman, current Houston Texan, you have David Questenberry. He's had a rough go of it of late. He got drafted by the Texans a couple years ago. Unfortunately, had cancer. He's been going through chemo, getting better, getting his physical shape back. He had a non-Hodgkin's T lymphoblastic lymphoma 3 years. That's the specific diagnosis. And if you remember, I think we tweeted out or did an article on this a while back, on about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, April 12th. He basically broke the bell after his last chemo session. So I was pretty pumped about that. But he's back on the workout field for the Texans with Bill O'Brien. And what he has to do next is to just get stronger, because going through that type of treatment, you got to get your weight back. He hasn't really played football since he's been drafted, because I believe it was 3 years ago, right after he was drafted, that was the case. And it, give the Texans a round of applause for being able to keep him around, give him a chance to stick with the team and earn his place back on the roster. Now at this point, he has to get better, like I said, get his weight back on, whatever he has to do with the playbook, physically, mentally play football. So congrats on him for achieving that. Hopefully that cancer stays away and he can have a successful pro football career. So we'll keep monitoring how he does throughout training camp once we get closer to the season, if he can make that 53-man roster. And now to the not-so-good news. Man, New Mexico, you're in some hot water, folks. So I put a video. If you're looking on the Daily Hike, I recommend reading that post as well. Put an article to a KRQE out of Albuquerque News 13 and put in a YouTube video from the report. And it's not great. So what the deal is, there is a couple years ago, a golf trip to Scotland with AD Paul Krebs, former coach Craig Neal, on a trip to Scotland. It was 2 years ago. This was set up as kind of a tour with local Lobo celebrities, which, to be honest, come on, it's kind of cheesy. Yeah, I'm going to go with the AD and the basketball coach. It's not like you're going out with another school, say Roy Williams or football UCLA Jim Moore or something like that. It's cool, but it's also kind of cheesy. You're going to Scotland. Costs about $8,000 per person. Not a bad idea. Not if you can afford it, go for it. Krebs disguised it basically as saying it's a working trip where potential donors can maybe to get more money to the program. Okay, however, here's an issue with it. Part of it, the trip was not paid for by those individuals. Some of it was paid for by others. Like, so some of these guys got a free trip. They went to Scotland to the amazing golf courses, four-star resorts. There were 23 participants who signed up for this. But like I said, not everyone paid their own way. Here's where it gets interesting. A Larry Barker investigation, a KRQE Channel 13, found out that the public footed the bill for New Mexico officials to go to Scotland and play golf, included tens of thousands of dollars, airfare, travel, hotel, all that golf I mentioned. UNM paid over $8,000 for Craig Neal's trip. Krebs holiday cost university exactly $9,379. And then also Lobo Club executive Cole McCormie would charge over $8,000 golf outing to a university credit card. And earlier this month, acting president, I know I'm going to butcher this name, I apologize, Chowkai Abdallah, said the Scotland trip was an inappropriate use of public money, which, duh. And like, doing the trip itself, it's not a bad idea, but to have the university pay for it, particularly when we know there's debt and issues within the athletic department with the buyout they had with Craig Neal and for their coaching search for bringing in Paul Weir now from New Mexico State. They cut the ski team to save $600,000 per year. Ski team is coming back at least 1 year as they have raised those funds, but geez, this is ridiculous. But overall, Krebs finally said earlier this month in May that the Scotland trip cost the university $39,382. And the athletic and KRQE discovered that someone disguised the trip by recording it as a basketball tournament to Ireland. However, there is no basketball tournament in Ireland by the team. There are these international trips you can take, but this was not one of those cases. So it's getting pretty caught red-handed in this thing. And overall, the university paid that amount, so $39,000. But overall, ended up this university, or excuse me, the public, $64,949 for that golf outing. This is ridiculous, a huge misuse of funds, and I believe I read somewhere it did get paid back somehow, that amount, but still, you can't go out and just flat out lie, because, yeah, an anonymous donor said the money was received and paid back that trip, but still, it's like, you can do these cool trips where you go with that, certain people out of the athletic department, but you got to pay for it yourself, man. You can't go for free. You have to have these guys pay for the trip because there are benefits and incentives to do so where it could lead to better fundraising trips. Some donors want access. Hey, I got your ear. Let me do this. That's kind of part of it as well. But you got New Mexico's got to get crap together, man. You can't be going out and doing that because it's a pretty big deal. So again, I recommend that was the Cliff Notes version of it. Watch the video, read this stuff from KRQE. Albuquerque Journal. We'll have something up as well. We're just a little bit behind on this today, but you can get our take on it as well. So, geez. But we have a lot of New Mexico stuff today. A couple of things also going on with the Lobos. Their quarterback situation is pretty solid with Lamar Jordan as the quarterback. However, they're still looking at another transfer, perhaps. The website JUCO Football Frenzy reported on Twitter that Lobos are targeting this quarterback, Allen Edward. Here's the thing. He's from Miami from 2014. He had reportedly had these 16 offers. And he first committed to Miami. The reason if you can see me, I'm doing air quotes for reportedly. If you saw on Dr. Saturday, all the other websites as well, where there's this kid who basically faked his recruitment, where he's like, oh, I got offers from these schools. Here's my top five. Never existed, essentially. Deleted all social media accounts. I guess it was found out from an exact photo from a guy, a recruit from February. This photo at Michigan State, saying he loved his visit, took the photo. Who knows if it was a trick or a joke, or he's just messing around, or if he just wanted to drum up interest in his name. But that's why he's reportedly for these offers. So there's an issue where he had academic issues, never enrolled in Miami, signed to Syracuse, didn't get in there either. And he went to Garden City Community College, but didn't play in 14 or 15. And he left after the summer of 15 after coaching shakeup. He saw a tiny bit of action in 2016 at Independence last summer, where he's behind a Tulane signee. He completed 15 of 33 passes. So I don't get why the Lobos are going after this guy or any other quarterback early. And so they listed him as a redshirt freshman, meaning he could have 3 years of eligibility to play to come to New Mexico. But there's still, New Mexico has been going after quarterbacks. They tried to get a Montel Corzett from Kansas, who ended up going to Boise State. But here's what they have on the roster right now. Like I said, they did lose Jawan Lawson earlier this year, which makes sense to want to bring another quarterback. But they have a couple of guys already. Like I said, they have their starter in a Lamar Jordan, redshirt freshman Tavika Toyotu, Arizona State grad transfer Colton Gerhardt. You have Cameron Burston, who's from Contra Costa College. And there could be other guys looking to sign. So, sure, go for it. Go get as many quarterbacks as you want. I just happened to come across that. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. They're going for another quarterback. And some more Lobo news. This is really interesting from CoachingSearch.com. Chris Vanini did this. He took some quotes from Smash Mouth Radio 99.1 about Bob Davey, and everybody knows here we love football Bob, what he's been doing at New Mexico, and he's had to have the unique offense, the pistol, the run option, the veer option, all sorts of unique offensive style to be good, and he has done that. He won 9 games last year, went to a bowl game, doing very good things. So he kind of mentioned an interesting quote by basically saying he enjoys recruiting kids who barely have any offers. And again, part of it, you're at New Mexico, you're not going to get these great guys, but he says, quote, that's the biggest piece of it. We're not going to go out and out-recruit anybody, really. Even within our league, when you look at the facilities and financial commitments to our league, there's a discrepancy there. And that makes sense. Lobos are out in Albuquerque. They're not being placed in the top half of recruiting within even the Mountain West. And then he goes on to say, one thing you learn in Power 5 conferences, because remember, Davey was at Notre Dame for a while, it's easier to start with those 4 or 5-star list. And he says it really takes confidence to watch and evaluate tape that nobody else is recruiting a kid. And maybe that's the point for the recruit I mentioned, the guy who was going to go to Miami, Syracuse, end up going the JUCO route at Independence. You have to really study and know your stuff if a guy can fit your system. And if you can maybe coach him up from, say, he's not rated or a 2-star to a 3, 4, or even 5-star. Because Davey's right. He goes on to say again, quote, it's kind of easy when you're at Alabama, Florida, Michigan, Ohio State to watch the tape and make the conclusion the kid's a player. But the real coaching comes in. And you saw this in the Mountain West before. Look what TCU did with Gary Patterson or Kyle Whittingham at Utah. They had get these guys, change positions, they'd be under-recruited or late bloomers, and just blow up and be great athletes. Look at Josh Allen at Wyoming. He grew a couple of inches, added 30 pounds after high school, still wasn't highly regarded at Wyoming, and look what he's doing now, potential to be a top NFL draft pick next year. And if you look at overall Davey's 5 full recruiting classes at UNM, only one has been top 90. And his best class ever was the 2016 class, where he was 5th in the Mountain West, 84th overall. And again, this article mentions the option-based pistol attack. It's a pretty big equalizer. It's crazy for them to do because not many teams go up against it, even in the Mountain West. That's why you've seen Boise State have to struggle and lose to them. You've seen New Mexico roll out whoever they want to have big plays, 60, 80-yard runs, especially my guy Taron Gibson, who I loved. So it looks like Davey enjoys his challenge because it's coaching. You're watching film and trying to figure out a game plan to find who these best players are and you're getting. So I would, again, check all these out. These are in our daily hike post. One other little bit of note I have here, just real quick, Nevada officially made it. Official. It's kind of cheesy to say, but they added another basketball player. Eric Musselman has been adding transfers like crazy the past couple of years. It's now official. Jordan Caroline coming in from Bryant, I'm reading that incorrectly. Marcel Petway from Bryant officially comes in to be a Wolfpack player. And he's a power forward. He's only 6'5", but he's 250 pounds. So what's that, the Charles Barkley size, the round mound there? Jeez, so that's an issue there for not being 6'8 or above to be a power forward. But Petway told Chris Maria of the Reno Gazette Journal that his IQ-wise, I probably have one of the highest ones you'll see out there. I'm really easy to play with. I'll do anything the coaches need me to do. I'm a winner. So he'll have to sit out. He'll be eligible next year, 2017-18. Not on scholarship. He will be eligible to play next year as a walk-on, can't earn a scholarship. So interesting to come from Bryant to get to this location because from Bryant, he had 11 points per game, 7 rebounds. So as a sophomore, ranked 2nd in field goal percentage within their conference, top 10 rebounder. Pretty good PER efficiency rating. That's what Draft Express uses. So Musselman's just getting these type of guys. And one interesting note really quick, we'll wrap this up here. I don't want to make this podcast too long, but his head coach from Bryant, Tim O'Shea, called him, he's more productive than you think, given his athletic ability, saying he's not going to out-jump you from the gym. He's not going to pass the eye test, but he gets things done. He's a very unique kid. He's poised. He's thoughtful, and he makes everyone around him better. And there are those type of players where you've seen, like, look at Nick Duncan from Boise State, man. He doesn't look like a basketball player, but he can chuck up threes, make them most of the time, and do a pretty good job. So just one last little bit of news where don't judge, I guess the moral here is don't judge the book by its cover. But that's what we have today for the Daily Hike podcast. We'll mix these in with our team previews. We'll have talking a lot of other teams within the conference for those non-conference games. But that's what we have today. So again, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, tune in, check us out, give us a 5-star review. And as always, folks, yes, we are biased against your football team.